Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding your Maaseh Sheni, Daf Yud Zayin, in the Oiz V'Ador edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're starting at the top of Amud Aleph. We just learned in the Mishnah that Rabbanan wanted to prove against Reb Shimon that if we're very lenient by Trumo, of course we'll be lenient by Maaseh Sheni. Said Reb Shimon, that's not true. We find that there are some things that we're more lenient by Trumo than Maaseh Sheni. And the two examples that he brought was Tilton v'kashinim, fenugreek and veg, so there we are more makel to allow tumo over there when it's trumo, but when it's maaseh sheni we're more machmer. So the Gemara goes into that raya. Tilton shemaaseh sheni v'chuli. Says the Gemara kini mastiso muteres liochet simchoyim. The first part was that the maaseh sheni that grew this way, you're allowed to eat it simchoyim. Said the Gemara, not that you must eat it simchoyim. Simchoyim means when it's still not fully grown. Not that you must eat it then. You are allowed to eat it then. If you want to eat it before it's fully grown, you're allowed to, even though usually Maaseh Sheni, you want it to be fully grown. Because usually you want to eat Maaseh Sheni, you have Roi L'Achila, as we learned earlier. So when is a Roi L'Achila? When it's fully grown. Here in this case, we're more makel, you can eat it even though it's not fully grown. That's what Gemara says, Muteris Lechol Tzimchoinim, you're allowed to eat it Tzimchoinim, not that you must eat it Tzimchoinim. Now we learn in the Mishnah, Machlekes B'Chal Beis Hillel, when it's Trumo, what are you allowed to do with it? Beit Shammai says you have to treat it with tahara, except when someone is bathing and using it to wash her hair, then it can be done with tumah, but except that, it needs to be done with tahara, the whole process. And Beis Hillel say that everything can be done with tumah, except shriyasa, except when you soak it into water. So says the Gemara, might be near. What's the chil between Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel? The middle ground, the middle stage that they're arguing is about shoyle. What is shoyle? When you come and you take it out from the water, you rinse it out from the water, so then the question is, you have to treat it with tumah or tahara. But Shammai say, you still have to treat it with tahara until you use it for shampooing. And Beis Hillel say, no, only if the first stage, you're putting it into water, you have to do it with tahara, but from there on, you can do it with tumah. And the Gemara explains, but Shammai, you show you the biadaim tahiris. When you do shle, you take the items from the water, you have to do it still when your hands are tar. He can take it out of the water ready by dying tomatoes. Why? Because again, this is only din derabanan. Midura rice, so this is not really food. Rabbanan umachmir to treat it as trumo. So they gave you kulos, so you don't have to treat it with full trumo, and you could do it with some tumo involved. Says the Gemara Tani, says in the Baisa, Zu divrei Amir. That's where Amir learned the suyo. Aval divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The way Rabbi Yehuda learned it. But Shamarim kol maseo betaharo chutz vechafifaso. Shammai says everything is betahara except chifaso shapuin. Ubisiloimin komaseh betumo chutz mishliyoso. Everything you've done betumo except shliyoso and beforehand. Meaning not only that this putting into the water needs to be betahara according to Bisilo, but also the shliyah also removing from the water needs to be betahara. So if so, what's the chilik between Shammai and Bisilo? Because we just said before, according to the mayor, the difference was shliyah. But now you say, according to Reb Yehuda, the Reb Tzil agree that Shliya needs to be with Tahara. So which part of Reb Tzil arguing with Shammai? Omar Madno Megigo Bineon. After removing it from the water, you squeeze it with your hands. That's the next stage of the process. You put it in the water, you remove it from the water, and then you squeeze it with your hands. That squeezing can be done, according to Reb Tzil, Betumo. As the Gemara explains, B'chamoy mi moy gig b'adayim tohiris. He has to have his hands still have to be tar. B'siloy mi moy gig b'adayim tohiris. That the megigah can be done b'adayim tohiris. And that's the nekudas amachlokes between B'silo B'chamoy. What stage can you ready do it betumo? According to B'silo, already in the stage of megigah. According to B'chamoy, you still have to wait until the stage of chafifo, still using it in the Beis HaMerchetz. The Mishnah went on and said that the karshinim, if they're a maaseh sheni, they could go into Yerushalayim, they could go out. We make all of them, that even though they were into Yerushalayim, you could bring them out. Says the Gemara, Nichas Yerushalayim v'chulei, kedei lasos iso v'lachzor, kedei lasos v'lachzor. Meaning, you're allowed to get out of Yerushalayim for a purpose, not stop to take out of Yerushalayim for no reason. If a person has a reason to take out of Yerushalayim, because he wants to make an iso out of it, he wants to make a dough out of it, but he has a grinder only out of Yerushalayim. So he goes out of Yerushalayim to make the iso and then come back. So he has a purpose to get out of Yerushalayim, then he's allowed to do it. But to take out for no reason, you're not allowed to do that. Continues the Gemara Daf Yud Zayin with base and says, Masniso de Shimon Gamliel. The Chura Mishnah that says they could go into Yerushalayim and go out, it goes like a Shita of Shimon Gamliel. The Shimon Gamliel, Lohim, have a pair of Nechassim V'yaitzim. We're going to learn later in the Masechta that according to Shimon Gamliel, you could take fruits of Yerushalayim to take them out. So what he's basically asking is, this Mishnah Goy, according to the Shita, that all fruits of Ma'aseh Sheni, you can take it to Yerushalayim and take it out? Says the Gemara, no. Divrei HaKoli. It's a kula that everybody agrees to, even Chachamim. Why? Hocha kalu shekelu bekashinim. It's a kula over here specifically in Bekashinim, that even Rabbanan, they usually say, you're not going to take fruits of Ma'aseh Sheni to Yerushalayim and take them out. Here there'll be more mekel, here there'll be more lenient. Because this is the one to refer to the Mishnah. The Mishnah, we said that if the Ma'aseh Sheni became Tomei, says a Tafon, don't redeem it. I think we're going to explain in a moment why. But what do? You cut it into small pieces, less than a kabetza, and you put it together with other isos, with other doughs. Says the Gemara, Bilvad be isos shel kashinim, Bilvad isos shel Ma'aseh Sheni. Rav Tavit says you can take it to pieces and mix it with other doughs. It means only other doughs of kashinim that are Ma'aseh Sheni. Because if it's not Ma'aseh Sheni, so you mevatel Ma'aseh Sheni techulin. And if it's not kashinim, you mevatel the kashinim to another item. I want to tell you, don't be mevatel it. Only just because it's less a kabetza, so the tumor won't spread. But still have the Kedusha Ma'aseh Sheni. How do you make sure it's still Kedusha Ma'aseh Sheni? You mix it up with other kashinim that are Ma'aseh Sheni. And now the Gemara comes to explain the reasoning of Rav Tarfon. Regurim Shab Yosef and Chanino Dibre Rav Tarfon. According to Rav Tarfon, Ein Poitim Es HaKotshim LaAchilon LeKlovim. Rav Tarfon's shita is that I'm not going to redeem Kotshim to feed it to animals. So meaning Kashinim is a Machal Behemo. If I'm going to come and redeem it and it's Tame, what are you going to do with it right now? You'll give it to animals. So the only reason I'm redeeming it is to feed it to animals. According to Rav Tarfon, I'm not taking something which is Kodosh, like Ma'aseh Sheni, that has Kedusha, to redeem it for the purpose of feeding animals. Says the Gemara, Omer Avyayin, Avyayin says, I disagree with this pshat. Something which was machal adam. So I understand you don't redeem it to give it to behemoth. Let's say it was a food that's proper for human beings. And now it got spoiled. I'm not going to redeem it to give it to animals. But food which is never royal machal adam. Like kashinim, which is from the beginning of machal behemoth. That should be okay to redeem it, to give it to animal, which is the main purpose of this food, the main usage of this food. Now we use here the Gius of Reb Chaim. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Eliashib Boyi, Bigvulim Lo Yipadu, according to what you explain, Reb Tarfon, that I don't want to redeem Kashini because I don't want to feed it to animals. So even outside of Yerushalayim, you never be able to redeem the Kashini. Why? She'ein Poidim Zakotchim Lachim Leklovim. Because if you redeem Kashinim out of Yerushalayim. So what are you going to do with it? You'll give it to animals. So I'm redeeming it to give it to animals. Ma'aseh Sheni out of Yerushalayim, everybody agrees you can redeem it. Every fruit of Ma'aseh Sheni you can redeem. We never restricted Kashinim to say that this will be different than any other Ma'aseh Sheni that you can't redeem it out of Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, Oma Avyayino Vehem Nuti Notumi. What does this mean? So we have two explanations over here that Reb Chaim brings. One is the Rashas, the Rash Cirilo. The Rav Cirilo says, that's part of the question. He says, Behemnuti Natumi, are they tasty food? Meaning the same question we had before. Is it a machal odom? Bishop machal odom, I don't redeem, because I don't want to make machal odom to machal behemo. But something that from the beginning was a machal behemo, why can't I redeem it? So in the Gemara now is repeating the previous question, that this Savar Kutar Tafa and Lechur doesn't make sense. And the Gemara stays with the question. We're basically brought two questions to end the sugyo. One question, why can you redeem if it from the beginning was Machal Beimo? Second question is, why outside of Yerushalayim you could redeem it? According to the Gro, the way the Gius of the Gemara is, Oma Avyoino Vehu Shenitru. And the Gemara is answering the previous question. The Gemara says, you're right. Outside of Yerushalayim you cannot redeem it. The only time you could redeem, the Chachon Mehod, you could redeem Kashinim, it's only if it became Tomei. So anyway, it doesn't have the Kedusha Ma'aseh Sheni. So here Chachamim say, take the Kashinim and redeem it, even though you give it to animals, it's Tomei anyway. So anyway, you can't have a full Kedusha Ma'aseh Sheni on it. But if it's not Tomei, so Chachamim will agree to Rabbi Tarfon that you do not redeem Kashinim. Because if you're going to redeem Kashinim, you'll give it to animals. Everybody agrees, don't be pointed, don't redeem Ma'aseh Sheni to give to animals if it's Tar. What you should do is take it to Yerushalayim and eat it, even though it's not a full machal behemo, but some people eat it, so bring it to Yerushalayim to eat it b'taharo. So according to the Gemara is answering the second question and says, you're right. Kashinim is special, is different, because it's a machal behemo that we treated a little bit machal adam. You have to do every effort not to turn it into a machal behemo. You don't redeem it to be used as a machal behemo. With this we conclude, Yerushalayim Ma'aseh Sheni, Daf Yud Zayin.